Audio Panorama. Adventure number 12.
Hello, Pine Top. What are you doing sitting around here with your head hung down, looking so sad?
I just think about all these piano players going around here making big money playing on these records.
Well, why don't you play on some of these records?
That's a good idea, boy. I believe I start rehearsing right now.
Once upon a time there was a delightful girl called Alice Russell. She was on the way to see her Sonia Parker, when she decided to take a shortcut through Slippery Elm Park. It wasn't long before Alice got lost. She looked around, but all she could see were trees.
Nervously, she felt into her bag for her favorite toy, Daisy. But Daisy was nowhere to be found. Alice began to panic. She felt sure she had backed Daisy. To make matters worse, she was starting to feel angry. Unexpectedly, she saw a terrifying ostrich dressed in a purple top hat disappearing into the trees. How odd, thought Alice. For the want of anything better to do, she decided to follow the peculiarly dressed ostrich.
Perhaps it could tell him the way out of the forest. Eventually, Alice reached a clearing. In the clearing were three houses, one made from peas, one made from pancakes and one made from humbugs. Alice could feel Herr Tammy rumbling.
Looking at the houses did nothing to ease her hunger. Hello, she called, is anybody there? Nobody replied. Alice looked at the roof on the closest house and wondered if it would be rude to eat somebody else's chimney.
Obviously it would be impolite to eat a whole house, but perhaps it would be considered acceptable to nibble the odd fixture or lick the odd fitting in a time of need. A cackle broke through the air, giving Alice a fright.
A witch jumped into the space in front of the houses. She was carrying a cage. In that cage was Daisy. Daisy, shouted Alice. She turned to the witch. That's my toy. The witch just shrugged. Give Daisy back, cried Alice. Not on your Nelly, said the WPITC.
At least let Daisy out of that cage, before she could reply to terrifying ostriches rushed in from a footpath on the other side of the clearing. Alice recognized the one in the purple top hat that said seen earlier. The witch seemed to recognize him too.
Hello, big ostrich, said the witch. Good morning, the ostrich noticed Daisy. Who is this? That's Daisy, explained the witch. Oh, Daisy would look lovely in my house. Give it to me, demanded the ostrich.
The witch shook her head. Daisy is staying with me. Excuse me, Alice interrupted. Daisy lives with me and not in a cage. Big ostrich ignored her. Is there nothing you trade? He asked the witch. The witch thought for a moment, then said, I do.
The witch thought for a moment, then said, I don't like to be entertained. I'll release him to anybody who can eat a whole front door. Big ostrich looked at the house made from humbugs and decided, no problem, he could eat an entire house made from humbugs if he wanted.
That's nothing, said the next ostrich. He could eat two houses. There's no need to show off, said the witch. Just eat one front door and he'll let you have Daisy. Alice watched, feeling very worried. She didn't want the witch to give Daisy to Big Ostrich. S.H.
She didn't think Daisy would like living with a terrifying ostrich away from her house and all her other toys. The other one ostriches watched while a big ostrich put on his baby and withdrew a knife and fork from his pocket. I'll eat this whole house, said Big O.
Just you watch. Big ostrich pulled off a corner of the front door of the house made from pancakes. He pulled it down smiling and went back for more and more and more. Eventually, Big Ostrich started to get bigger, just a little bit bigger at first.
But after a few more forkfuls of pancakes, he grew to the size of a large snowball and he was every bit as round. I don't feel too good, said Big Ostrich. Suddenly, he started to roll. He'd grown so round that he could no longer balance. Help!
Help! I cried. I rolled off down a slope into the forest. Big ostrich never finished eating the front door made from pancakes and Daisy remained trapped in the witch's cage. Average ostrich stepped up and approached the house made from humbugs. I Lea.
Elite this whole house, said average ostrich. Just you watch. A very jostling pulled off a corner of the front door of the house made from mumbles. She gulped it down smiling and went back for more. And more. And more. After a while, a very
after a while, a ver a Chostrich started to look a little que así. She grabbed Shriner, junto a Angriner, a Gunpater walked into the clearing. What this was doing here? He asked, I'm not a bus, I'm an ostrich. Said a ver a Chostrich, it's a bus, exclaimed.
It talks, exclaimed the woodcutter, those talking bushes are the worst kind eat. It talks, exclaimed the woodcutter, those talking bushes are the worst kind eat. Better take it away before somebody gets hurt. No, wait, cried average ostrich, as the woodcutter picked her up, but the woodcutter ignored her cries and carried the ostrich away.
Under this arm, average ostrich never finished eating the front door made from humbugs and Daisy remained trapped in the witch's cage. That's it, S.I.D. the witch. He win, he gets to keep Daisy. Not so fast, S.I.D. Alice. There is still one front door to go.
The front door of the house made from peace and I haven't had a turn yet. I don't have to give you a turn. Last the witch, my day, my rules. The woodcutter's voice carried through the forest. I think you should give her a chance. It's only fair. Fine.
Said the witch, but you saw what happened to the ostrich. She won't last long. You'll be right back, said Alice. What? Said the witch. Where's your sense of impatience? He thought you wanted Daisy back. Alice ignored the witch and gathered a hefty pile of sticks.
She came back to the clearing and started a small campfire. Carefully, she brought off a piece of the door of the house made from the Santos buried over the hill. On faith, back to get an bullet just a little, she took a bite. She quickly devoured the whole piece.
Alice sat down on a nearby log. You fail, cackled the witch. You were supposed to eat the whole door. I haven't finished, explained Alice. I am just waiting for my food to go down. When Alice would have digested, S.I. broke off another piece of the door.
Mother from peace. Once more, S.I. toasted her food over the fire and waited for it to cool just a little. S.I. ate at ally surely paced and waited for it to digest. Eventually, after several sittings, Alice was down to the final piece of the door, Mother from peace.
Carefully, she toasted it and allowed it to cool just a little. She finished her final course and shot it. The entire front door of the house made from peace to which the first was underneath. You must have a dream and she said, all the words she did.
Those talking bushes are the worst kind. You better take it away before somebody gets up. No, quei qui davvero giusti, a se buscate picterà. Tutti se buscate l'inno per chi sen che. Che ospita un younger chi san. A vera giusti ci never finis heavy din de front door mission. Humbus and eisi remai ne trape vin de witty state. That's it, se bewi, iwi, irek kuki tresi. Not hop, sat, serali. There is a speed one front. Door to go, the front door of the house nodded from peace, and I haven't had a turn yet. I don't have to give you a turn. Laughed the witch, my day, my rules. The woodcutter's voice carried through the forest. I think you should give her a chance. It's only a...
I think you should give her a chance. It's only fair. She's the same as the witch. Did you saw what happened to those trees? She won't last long. I'll be right back, the same berries. What, the same as the witch? Where's your sense of ambition? It's what you wanted.
Daisy beg Ella's adored the witch and gathered a hefty few of sticks. She came back to the clearing and started a small campfire. Carefully, she broke off a piece of feed of the house made from peas and toasted it over the fire once it had cooked and gone.
Just a little, she took a bit. She quickly devoured the roaties. Alice sat down on a nearby log. You fight against the witch. You were super dead, Korea, what's that? Asked Sonia. Alice unwrapped a doorknob made from pancakes. Pudding, she aside it. Sonia.
Almost fell off her chair. The end. Smeet. Has my foot left for
me? Almost. Give me a face, but neither. The dead not left me in banner, that's how I'm a fool. Almost it can't pass for hours, better be hurry. Spirit, not the classroom. The dead not left me in banner, that's how I'm a fool. This year is my ready sickness.
Audio Panorama is a bi-weekly podcast featuring man-made oral soundscapes assembled by tonal tinkerers René Smile and Tim van der Aarvoort.